This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This feels like a very important day. Not an ordinary day. Sometimes you arise for the day and go about your life, your vocation, not knowing it'll be an important day, right? But some event leads it to be an important day. Today, while we don't know the outcome, we do know the importance of the day, Election Day. Pretty amazing. Hi, folks. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hammond. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is the co-pilot of the program.
Hello.
Manning the studios of 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Howdy, Todd. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. This will be the other reason this is going to be a very unusual day is, you know how Election Day you usually know who wins by the end of the night?
We may not.
I mean, this one...
There's something else we know in advance, right? You didn't know it was going to 2000 was going to be 2000, till that night. But with the Pennsylvania rather and some of the other crazy things out there, you will. Now, there is one possibility that doesn't play out that way, and that is if there is a enormous amount of momentum on one side of the ledger or the other where it becomes, well, whatever. You know, don't need Pennsylvania. This isn't too close to call. I've said that every time somebody worries about voter fraud, somebody worries about different shenanigans that are going on, a landslide fixes everything. A landslide fixes everything. And interestingly enough, the spokesperson, the press secretary for the president, Kayleigh McEnany, was just on television. She said the campaign is of the belief this will be a landslide. Now, every candidate and campaign says stuff on election night. You don't exactly know, right? Whether they're giving it to you in data or whether they're doing it to influence or whatever. But she said it out loud. She said, we're expecting a landslide. That'd be fabulous. That would be really, really great. It would. I just... hope and pray that when we get beyond what happens tonight, that we get to a point where protecting, defending, preserving America is a common goal. That a recognition of the fact that this is a very special place on this earth that has enormous amount of favor from the good Lord. America is not an accident. America is not, there's Germany, and then there's the USA, and then there's, Australia. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Do just a half an hour of research about George Washington, our first president, and some of the peril he faced and how he overcame it, usually on his knees praying. And you know that there is something very, very special about the United States of America, and there always has been. And sadly, we're getting to a place now where those of us that believe that America is an idea, that America is God-made, that America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, are in arguments and at odds with Americans who feel differently, who think America's the oppressor. The oppressor. And that way of thinking has been creeping into our politics for a long time. I believe Barack Obama was one who was able to harbor some ill feelings towards America while putting on a pretty face and a nice presentation and having you believe he was somebody he wasn't, but secretly saw America as the oppressor. Community organizers tend to do that. And I think that's where that mentality really began. And this way of thinking is the biggest threat to America. It really is. So maybe after this election we can get back to saying, we're all Americans. America might not be perfect. Let's roll up our sleeves and make it better where we can. Make a difference where we can. But let's agree on this. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's what's on the ballot tonight. Today. Wherever you're at. That's what's on the ballot. Texter just sent Psalm 85. Said, prayer that the Lord will restore favor to the land. Whole lot of praying going on about this election. It's unbelievable. Friends of mine, Michelle Bachmann, I love the woman. She is just fearless. She's in Washington, D.C. with a huge group. She was in Dallas 4 years ago, same thing. Round the clock, vigils, and prayer. And that's probably what gives me more comfort than anything about this election. People are praying about it. And you know, you hear that from time to time in elections on different things, but not often. And not to the degree we have this year. It's been incredible. How many people have said, I'm praying for the president? How many people are throwing out the little emojis on their social media posts with the prayer and Trump? And I was watching the rally last night in Michigan. 40,000 people in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you kidding me, folks? 40,000 people! The final rally for Trump 2020 in a state they say is close. I'm not so sure it's close. And you see the comments, you know, while you're watching the rally. And you have a very good indication of how many people are praying for the president. It's pretty amazing. It really is. I'm not saying it's not happening, but I've yet to hear or see anywhere one person saying, praying for Biden, praying for Joe, praying for Biden.
No.
It's like, see, the God's a bad thing or something.
Right?
And again, I know there are godly people. I know there are Christians out there that love the Lord and are supporting Joe Biden and voting for him. I know they are. Hope they're not Catholics because their soul's in peril, but that's a whole other show, as we say. That's a whole other show. I wish Catholics would take 15 minutes to understand the teaching of the church before they call themselves Catholics. I just can't even begin to. Anyway, why did you cringe over there, Kevin? Cringed a little there.
No, you're right.
I'm making it real there.
It's a call out for sure.
I really, 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 really am amazed at that, though. The amount of prayer for the president is incredible. And like I say, I'm not doubting
it. Just Catholics. I think Christians in general.
Exactly.
Just, you know, go to that, you know.
Yeah.
How can that be okay?
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying it's in the actual teaching of the Catholic
faith.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think Christians in large, Christians, you know, are doing what Bonhoeffer tried to do, you know, in Germany against Hitler, right? That would a well-known Lutheran pastor. He stood up against it, right? Same with Wilberforce. Think about what happened in the parliament to stop slavery. How is slavery any different than abortion? One might argue it's worse. It's terrible to enslave somebody. It's worse to kill them. These are important issues. They are. So just hope you think long and hard about everything today. A couple of programming notes. I sort of buried the lead here, guys, but Vice President Mike Pence is going to join us in about an hour. He'll join us at the top of the next hour. Just found out this morning that the Vice President wanted to talk to folks in Montana and Minnesota and North and South Dakota. So who do you call? Right?
Well, yeah.
You get out your Rolodex and find Todd the Radio Guy. You just kind of flip through that Rolodex. Okay, here we go. So we're honored to have the vice president later today. Kimberly Guilfoyle will be here as well, national chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee. I want to talk about what she did during the lockdown, because this woman is a genius in what she designed. And when we look back on the success of election 2020, I think we'll look at the plan that she and Don Jr. and others came up with. So I'll tell you about that. We also have conversations with a number of auditors. We're going to go just kind of roundtable next hour with Cass County Auditor Mike Monpleasure, with Morton County Auditor Don Rowan, with Ward County Auditor Marissa Heyman, and also Clay County Auditor Lori Johnson. Okay, so just to find out, how's it going at the polls? Everything going okay? Anything we need to know? And by the way, if you see anything, and I mean anything in the way of election shenanigans, we had text with somebody who was refused the opportunity to vote because he wouldn't wear a mask, and he put up a stink, and they finally let him vote outside. I kid you not. Only during COVID. Yes, come outside. You can vote out here. Yeah, all right. But anything like that happens, we want to know. We'll help fix it. We'll get the word out on What's on Your Mind.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People went to MyPillow.com yesterday after Mike Lindell was on. That we blew the doors off the doorbuster special. And I guess that's what it was designed to do, right? It was a doorbuster election special, and the doors are blown off. So they're working on getting new doors down at MyPillow headquarters. But keep it coming. for the election specials. Very good deals today. Very good deals today. And what did he do? 66% off, I think he did. It was phenomenal. At MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I love it because Mike Lindell deserves it. You know, there's a business you see, and you just see that they just are there. They're always doing great things. And I reward them as much for what they do outside of their business as what they do with their business. You know? It's just really...
Well, and Christmas is coming.
Incredible. Christmas is.
Think about.
Load up on the Go Anywhere pillows and the six-piece towel sets and the buy one, get one pillow and neck pillows and duvet covers. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Our microphones were at all the rallies last night, so we have a little summary of that for you in just a moment. And we have also an opportunity to hear from you, our fine listeners, at 800-228-0550. We start with Farley. Farley, then Fred, then Mitchell. Farley,
you
and...
Thank you.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Mine is frog hair split in two. Let me ask you this, Scott.
Okay.
Are you, have you played much pool, eight ball maybe?
You know, my Grandpa Adam, now I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden. Oh, my pop told me. But Grandpa Adam loved to play pool. We had a pool table in our basement, but I'm not very good at it. So the answer would be no.
Well, here's how I see it. When you're playing eight ball and somebody scratches the eight ball in too early, who won? It ain't a matter of who won necessarily, it's who lost.
Well, if you scratch on the eight ball, you're out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, okay. So, in my opinion, Trump didn't win the first election. Hillary lost. Many common sense, centered Democrats said, well, we just can't, in good conscience, vote for her. So, we're just going to have to go with the lesser of the two evils. Again, Biden is going to lose on this election. That's not the issue. The issue that isn't being talked about enough is vote Republican, America. That's what made America great. It was the Democrats who were behind slavery in the first place and discrimination, yada, yada. Bottom line is, it's the other races that we have to win. Trump is in the bag. And we just have to win, keep the Senate, win the House. We've got the courts. And then, don't sit on your duffs, Republicans, when you have that, like you did back. What didn't they have a pretty good chance when young Bush was in office, and they didn't really do anything? Last but not least, special shout out to a young lady that I met in Mohall, North Dakota, at a farmers union. They listen to you all the time. And I told her to listen for me listen to you all the time. All right.
That's awesome, Farley. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, I retweeted Kaylee McEnany and her post about you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Someone called me a talibanjical. Looks like it's a combination of Taliban and evangelical. I don't know how you say
that's
that.
That's a new one.
By the spelling.
Yeah, really.
On Twitter last night for saying something about praying for Trump. Well, there's a darkness. There is a darkness, but we just smile. All right, from Farley to Fred. Fred, what's on your mind?
Yes. Hands off to Farley. Hats off to Farley. That was a good one. We're going to shut the tractor down. We're going in a wing to vote. And, not going to haul no hay today. Now, these beautiful days like this that God's given us all across the country, by the way, are so precious to farmers. And they're so precious to people working outside. But there's something more precious, people. Shut your tractors down. Shut your combines down. Go in and vote for this platform that we have. It is the one that has been worked on so hard by so many good people that believe in the Bible and Jesus. And this guy... You're going to have the vice president on, Scott. Man, you're doing a good job, sir.
that whole, your whole bunch, your whole guys, hats off to all you guys. Tell Mr. Pence that we appreciate that our hard work trying to keep this platform, this Republican platform, acceptable to God. When we pray, we can take this Republican platform and it's acceptable to him. Thank Mr. Pence for that. And thank all the people who have worked so hard, yourselves included, and the president, and tell them that we believe that this platform, we can pray to God and be proud of it.
I shall do it, Fred. Great to hear from you. Thank you so much. 800-228-0550, Election Day edition of What's on Your Mind. So we ask, what's on your mind? Mitchell and Maddock, what's up?
Well, I was going to ask you if I could get your and maybe your listeners' help for a problem I have today.
Try our best here. Throw it at us.
All right. My problem is, about a week ago, I had my vehicle stolen, which is actually my service pickup. I'm a mechanic. And I've contacted the law enforcement, and I've had people up in planes looking for this thing. And maybe I can just call you guys and give a description. And if anybody sees this thing on the road, I will offer a very nice cash reward for any information on this pickup.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, so it's a 2003 Dodge Ram 2500 diesel long box, and it was stolen in Mattock, North Dakota, about Saturday evening, somewhere between 8 o'clock and noon Sunday. And there's roughly $8,000 to $10,000 worth of DeWalt tools, and it's got rolling drawer systems, hidden toolboxes. It's got air compressors actually mounted to the engine, all special kits bought. It's just an amazing hidden gem service truck, and it's red in color, and one of the signature things on it, on the hood, from the old 80s Dodge pickups, there's a beautiful bright aluminum Ram emblem hood ornament sticking out of the hood, and this pickup is in amazing shape. It's this beautiful bright fire engine red, and it's got a hose reel on the fuel tank in the back, and the fuel tank's painted to match the pickup fire engine red. It's probably a little dirty, but it's a beautiful pickup. And my whole livelihood was in that pickup, and my livelihood is robbed from me. And I'm starting from scratch at this point, and it's just depressing. And I just want my pickup back. So.
All right, I'm saying,
oh, man,
that's just a bummer. It really is. And I'm going to tuck in the never fail for me thing to do when I've lost something, St. Anthony. You know that?
Yeah.
St. Anthony. In our house, people go, Tony, where's my keys? Tony, where's my keys? So I'll tuck that in. I'm sure there'll be lots of other folks looking. How do they get a hold of you, Mitchell, if they see it?
It's actually, I have it all over Facebook. My phone number is 351-1573. I got it on BizMan, Facebook. The show, The Good Heart of People, I have friends flying around in airplanes looking for this thing all over the state.
Where is it? They must have stole it for your tools, probably, huh? Somebody that's in the know? Yeah.
I don't know. It's for the tools. I'm sure they opened up the toolbox. And
telephone number one more time, Mitchell. One more time on the number.
351-1573.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you missed Mitchell's number there at the end of that conversation about his stolen pickup, telephone number is 351-1573. We all day long, every day, help people any way we can. So I appreciate his calling. Mitch and Maddock, with the beautiful red Dodge Ram pickup, 2003. Long box, red in color, that big emblem up front on the hood. His number is 701-351-1573, 701-351-1573. Follow us. What's on your mind? Twitter, live blog of the show, plus the Facebook page. I'm just going to share it on mine, and all of us are sharing it on the other Facebook pages, so you can see it right there. Hey, we are brought to you today by CJ of the team at DAC Diesel. And if you have a pickup, a big old truck, a tractor, anything diesel that needs repair, your prayers have been answered. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can fix it. They're not beyond coming to you if you got a special project you can't move real easy. You want to get rolling. So if you want a diesel expert on the team, DJ and the crew at DAC Diesel are the ones to do it. Leading repair and maintenance shop there in Bismarck, but again, go about everywhere. 701-258-5011. That's their number, 701-258-5011. Texter says, please note there is no voting at the McLean County Courthouse today. Polling locations are Washburn Memorial Hall on Main Avenue and Garrison Auditorium on Main Street. This year, more than ever, there are different places to vote. So you need to know where you're going to vote. My vote was at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fargo last night. I got to the polls. Oh, that reminds me, Kev, I promised a listener yesterday that I would run through my ballot.
Okay.
I usually do that every year, so I'm happy to do it. And I just... I want to give you a little warning, so you got a pen and paper ready to go. We'll probably do that about 5:10 to the hour. Vice President Mike Pence, by the way, next hour. You missed that. He's going to join us. Kimberly Guilfoyle, from the Trump Victory Senior Advisor for the Trump campaign, will join us as well. And Cass County Auditor Mike Montpleasure, Morton County Auditor Don Rohn, Ward County Auditor Marissa Heyman, and Clay County Auditor Lori Johnson, all going to join us today on the program. Clay County's... Moorhead in Minnesota. Very important county to the race, for sure. All right. Texter says, first let me declare that I am not a saint. Well, there's not a lot of them, but we're all striving to be one. So I understand. Don't that's nothing to apologize for. And, you know, what does a saint mean? It just means you're living a virtuous life. You're you know, in sync with what the good Lord wants for you. I hope to become one, but that is only through the mercy of Jesus Christ. But I must point out something. Every time I hear Biden and Pelosi talk about they are Catholic, it reminds me of the Pharisees that are in the temple, letting everybody see that they are there, but it seems in the hearts they are not. In their hearts they are not. If you are Catholic, there is no open discussion about what is and isn't life. It's from the beginning to the end, and there's no gray matter. The only gray matter that they have is what's between their ears, and it's so diluted they can't see that a life is a gift from conception to natural death, Trump 2020. It's a very important issue. It's a very important issue. That's why I didn't vote for a Republican on the ticket on this election. I mean, I won't do it. I will not do it. Can't do it. It's just, it is wrong. And you are right that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden really are Catholics in name only. They are. And the Catholic Church is nothing if not charitable. It is not not the kind of entity that runs around with a club and says, you must, you will, can show you what's right and wrong, can show you what it believes, and it certainly is in favor of life, but it's not going to shame. And I think, actually, they should do a better job. I think they need to educate. I don't think Catholic politicians, who, by the way, are an enormous amount of peril related to if they got hit by a truck tomorrow, I don't think they're going up. That's the teaching of the church. I'm not judging them. That's not mine to say. I'm saying if you were to believe what we are taught, they're not going up. Now, they could be that way their whole life, and within hours of dying, say, gosh, I just, you know, maybe had some inspiration, say, oh, man, I'm sorry. And get to confession, in the case of Catholics, ask for forgiveness, and, you know, God's mercy is endless. There's no doubt about that. You're not damned to hell forever for these opinions, but you must at some point awaken to it. You have to. It's life or death, literally. Anyway, thanks for that text. Let's see here. Let's go to Watford City. I need a Watford City fix, and Chris is there. Lay it on me. What's on your mind in Watford City today?
We were in line to vote. The line went around the block. Everybody's excited. Lots of energy. Old people, young people, goofy-looking people like me. And I just wanted to give that spot report. And it is apparent, Western North Dakota oil patch people, it's got to be, you know, 95-5 for President Trump, for conservatism, for America, for the Constitution. I just wanted to lay it out there that I've never seen lines like that at Watford before. So I'm hoping that's the way it is for the Republicans and the conservatives all around the country.
God, fantastic.
Bless you guys, the work you do.
Thank you, Chris. Great report. Appreciate it from anywhere, by the way, whatever kind of feeling you're getting from the polls or anything you're picking up, or certainly if there's any issues that need to be addressed as well, we'll ask the authorities. So let us know. Justin Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to say that I'm very excited to be voting in this election in North Dakota, and my vote will be going for Michael Coachman and Joel Hilden for write-in candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. I believe in everything they stand for, and they're going to do an excellent job for our state.
It's not easy running a write-in campaign. I mean, you are waging an uphill battle big time, but it's been fun to see the enthusiasm among Coachman supporters for sure. I appreciate his firm embrace of the pro-life issue. I didn't necessarily appreciate the fact that he was alluding to the fact that, or not alluding to the fact, he was just saying that the governor was not pro-life, which is not true. And I know that firsthand, nose to nose, hearing it from the governor. I know it also from the fact that he signed every piece of pro-life legislation put in front of him. But nonetheless, ideas in the arena and energy among folks that might not be part of the establishment, I think is fantastic. So thanks for sharing your enthusiasm, Justin.
Yes, we have a huge groundswell of support. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Michelle in Columbus, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would just like to briefly remind from 4 years ago when President Trump the idea to rebuild manufacturing in America. And then later, the Secretary of Commerce in Fargo, with the two words that he delivered to us, massive deregulation. I am seeing progress, and I'm praying that we get another 4 years, and I think it's going to happen.
Great points, Michelle. And can you imagine what it would be today without COVID, without the China virus, if
that
we had not been dealt that blow? It'd be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right?
I think it will go away.
Well, it will. Yeah, yeah. I mean, just a vaccine alone is going to make it less of a threat, right?
The initiative has lost its strength, and it will take some time for it to simply fade out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really, really sad to see the way in which a pandemic, something that, by the way, we have dealt with many, many times in this country, many, many times. This is not some one-off, okay? They have been tragic other times as well as this time. Any death is tragic.
I think we have gained and acquired immunity and will be more resistant to it as it won't get at us again.
There's that. But I was going to say, I'm just disappointed in how it's been politicized. I think disgusting.
It's an obvious political agenda.
Yeah, who does that? With a pandemic.
Well,
Michelle, what?
They'll go where they go.
Okay, Michelle, well, thanks for calling. We love hearing from you. And I think we have more listeners per capita in Columbus than any radio show on earth, is what I heard.
That could be true.
Yeah, I look forward to that. All right, always look forward to hearing from our folks, our friends in beautiful Columbus. Larry in Lincoln. Larry in Lincoln, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Hey, want to talk a little bit about, I'm still a little bitter about Ross Perot and his third-party candidacy, because people forget that he got 18% of the vote in 92. And if it wasn't for him, we never would have had Bill Clinton and all the judges that he appointed and the incredible amount of damage that happened there. And, I know it's a domino effect that probably won't happen, but, if enough people, I'm hearing a lot of people about doing a write-in for Michael Coachman. And so if that happens and that takes enough votes and a Democrat gets in, then potentially down the road she could challenge Kelly Armstrong for the House. And anyway, I know it's a big domino effect, but I do think it's something to keep in mind, and it has happened in the past, as it's like happened with Ross Perot.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Write-in campaigns, while you're right, the effect could be, pulling enough votes from the other Republican, which is why, again, I didn't appreciate the fact that the Coachman campaign was dishonest about the Burgum campaign on the pro-life issue. That's not something to lie about. You can, put your pro-life credentials out front and be proud of it. That's great. But don't without the proper amount of facts, impugn the other way. But I mean, there's not going to be a lot. Is it enough? I don't think so. And the Democrats, they don't even hardly have a basic, simple apparatus in the state, campaign-wise. They just, the Democratic candidate for governor wasn't really a party pick, right? Just somebody that stood up and said, I'll run, And so I don't.
You mean come in third place?
Yeah, I don't think so. A write-in is really, what you get, if you hear from 400 people who say, I'm going to write in for Michael Coachman, you're like, wow, 400 people. Okay, that maybe means 800 do, right? I mean, but the point is, it's just not, you think it's a lot of people, but it isn't necessarily a lot of people. That's all I'm saying. Let's be honest about that. But, Larry, I think you're right. I mean, there's a Libertarian candidate on the ballot right now. And that Libertarian candidate, nationally, could elect Joe Biden. I mean, it's just, get your party to a point where you actually have a foundation to compete rather than take votes away from somebody else. That's done.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, great specials all month long like Pepsi products, 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls, Jacklin's, 3 1/4-ounce packets, $3.25, jerky, $3.69, or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day, grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking, you're going to love it. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. It's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right. Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it. At no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now. 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh my gosh, does that smell good? Do you smell that?
I do. Tater Tot hot dish. Is that what I'm smelling?
Hamburger hot dish.
Hamburger, yep.
Yeah. And drifting over from West Main Avenue, West Fargo, here to the Flag Family Studios, AM 1100 The Flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley along I-29. Hamburger hot dish. I thought I smelled hot beef sandwich. And that's the Valley City right now. PetroServe USA specials of the day. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Chicken pot pie. And hot beef sandwich in Valley City, exit 292. The meatball dinner. Back the truck up. Back the truck up. Woo! Can't believe it. Not a meatball dinner. Spaghetti, that's in Harwood, by the way. Spaghetti and meatballs, 12th Avenue North, the Fargo location. All of these great specials. Today's Tuesday, Double Stamp Tuesday. All Pepsi products, 99 cents for a 20-ounce or 24-packs, $5.99. And PetroServe USA. Home cooking. grab-and-go convenience. I don't like breaking promises, and I did promise we would play you a little montage of last night. We got a bunch of calls waiting, so let's go to the montage, Kev, and then we'll go to the calls that have been coming in here. Rick in Fargo.
Joe Biden is bought and paid for by big tech, big media, and powerful special interests. You saw that over the last couple of weeks. All the corruption, and they refuse to even talk about it.
Trump went on to say he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Well, I've got a better idea. Let's fire Trump and I'll hire Fauci.
We're going to mass distribute the vaccine in just a few short weeks. It's going to be coming out very soon, and we will quickly eradicate the virus, wipe out the China plague once and for all, get it the hell out of here.
I honest to God believe the vast majority of Americans are done with the chaos.
Dumb?
Corruption.
Yes, we're dumb.
Failure. The irresponsibility.
We're dumb with chaos.
The indifference to American lives. The indifference to America's dignity.
Biden is the living embodiment of the decrepit and depraved political crass that got rich, bleeding America dry.
I just wish Biden would quit yelling at me. Stop screaming.
He does that a lot. He does not like it.
Well, then there was
we the... hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by...
Wait a minute. That didn't sound like Joe Biden part of that.
Times not to exaggerate. I mean, come on.
Oh, isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? It's just unbelievable. Like yesterday's Mary Poppins. I have that on my Facebook page, by the way.
I had to watch it.
And I have Mitchell's truck Maddock up on my Facebook page, Todd. So we have on the flag one. You can share on the K-Fire one. And we'll get those cranking. KTGO one, KLTC one. We'll flood the zone for Mitchell. We're going to get that dang truck back, for crying out loud. All right. The other thing I promised was to go through my ballot quick. And it is going to be quick, so I want you to have a pen. The vice president. His name's Mike Pence. He's going to join us on What's on Your Mind coming up here in a couple of minutes. That's what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of calls waiting. So how about I'll get it in before the end of the hour. Just keep listening. Promise. Rick in Fargo, what's on your mind, Rick?
Before I get to my point, I would like to see you, on Point of View, take the first shot of the vaccine. Will you volunteer for that?
As in the vaccine, you mean, in other words, have the first shot?
Yeah, when Trump's vaccine comes out, I want to see you.
Well, it isn't Trump's vaccine. It's the vaccine of the United States of America health apparatus. This idea that it's the Trump vaccine. No, I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it. Yeah. I don't know if HIPAA will allow it.
I just want to ask you a question. Okay, all right. I just want to ask you a question. Do you think that these three people that he elected or he put into the Supreme Court are going to overturn Roe versus Wade?
Well, you know, again, the whole issue of Roe versus Wade as settled law and how it's challenged, it totally depends on what ultimately is put together in the perfect package that comes before them. I believe if the right package comes from them to say, look, this was wrongly decided, here's what we're defending, it's life, it's basic, simple science, yes, I believe they'd vote that way. And hopefully at the time have enough votes to join them. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Rick, thanks for calling. Karen joins us next. Karen, I don't know where you're calling from, but go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, my name's Karen Winkler. I'm from Arisca, North Dakota. I want to say happy voting day. I'm an advisor on the Michael Coachman and Joel Hilton campaign, and I'm encouraging you to vote him. Write him in, circle the dot, and put your ballot in to the next governor of North Dakota.
Thanks, Karen. She's doing a little stunt, but she like Joe Biden out there with a megaphone. Gotta keep working. Somebody else
what's
said,
wrong with that?
Scott, why are you trying to suppress the vote against Michael Coachman? Now, that sounds like a Democrat accusing people of suppressing the vote. I give my opinions here on the program. Others do as well. That's talk radio. I tell you what I believe. I ask you what you believe. All right? You always get a 100% honest analysis from me. If that happens to suppress the vote, that isn't my fault. That's somebody saying, you know, I agree with Scott. I'm not trying to suppress the vote. I'm trying to tell you the facts. And what did I say? I said, hey, you know, I'm impressed with the grassroots campaign. Write-in campaigns are not easy. Glad that he's pro-life. So
I don't know. I've had him on a few times on Kate.
Todd has. Yeah, we've had people call and say, have him on, and Todd has at least twice. Right? So,
yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, by the way, that's a favor for a write-in candidate, because none of us in broadcasting, you know, you got a lot of people that want to get on in election time. Can I get on? They're on the ballot.
Amen.
Yeah, he wasn't on the ballot. So that was a charity, but that was. But more after this.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.